Mr. James Phillips, thank you very much for joining Voice of America today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My question is, after Gaddafi, what do you expect in Libya situation? What changes you are looking forward?
Well, the opposition coalition that overthrew Gaddafi is composed of many disparate political factions with different political agendas, and they were unified by their opposition to Gaddafi, but now that he's gone, there is a growing danger that they may diverge politically. So it's important for the National Transitional Council to unify the different groups and include them in a broad-based government which will eventually emerge in Libya.
After 4 decades of Gaddafi rule, the world is looking forward having a sort of democratic government in Libya. What should be the transition process, and how soon do you think it can be implemented?
Well, I think the process should be left to Libyans, and the National Transitional Council has stated that it will begin negotiations to appoint a prime minister who will appoint a cabinet that will set up the timetable for elections. And once there is a new parliament, that parliament will write a constitution and pave the way for, hopefully, a stable democratic government.
The world powers are relying on NTC right now. But do you think that NTC will be able to unite the Libyans? Because Libyans are somewhat divided in different areas, different tribes. What happened in Gaddafi's case, it's the tribal attitude we have seen. So do you think that NTC will be successful in uniting Libya and going for a general election in the future, not in 2 months or 3 months, maybe within a year?
Well, I think probably the NTC alone will not be able to unite Libyans totally, but the NTC could set up a process that eventually will unite all Libyans. And the one major advantage that this post-Gaddafi government will have is that Libya has great oil wealth, and that could become the glue that holds Libyans together. And it's important that whatever process emerges be very inclusive and representative of all Libyans.
How the U.S. can play a very constructive role right now in Libya?
Well, the NTC has asked the U.S. government for technical assistance and help in training the Libyan army, helping it regain control over Libya's borders. And I think the U.S. Will help them with that, maybe providing advisors, but no troops. The Libyans don't need financial aid because of their oil wealth, but they do need organizational aid, and not only with rebuilding their shattered oil infrastructure, but also help with reconstituting civil society, which was ravaged by Colonel Gaddafi over his 4 decades of rule.
Mr. James Phillips, thank you for your comments today for Voice of America.
Thank you.